Scientists say the Indian Ocean region needs a tsunami warning system right away. And they say this is not a case of planning for the last disaster. When the floor of the Indian Ocean ruptured last December, it warped part of the Earth's crust. Scientists believe that warping could lead to more earthquakes in the region and even another tsunami. Here's NPR's Christopher Joyce.
There are some fundamental rules about the world that geophysicists usually agree on. Here's one of them.
Lightning may not strike in the same place twice. Earthquakes generally do.
John McCloskey is a geophysicist who's been watching the subduction zone on the seafloor near the island of Sumatra. That's where last December's quake struck. A plate-sized piece of the Earth's crust thrust itself under an adjacent plate and created the deadly tsunami.
The fact that we've had a large earthquake on the subduction zone would certainly increase the likelihood of another.
That runs contrary to the popular idea that quakes release pent-up stress in the Earth and leave things quieter than before. McCloskey, who's the director of environmental sciences at the University of Ulster in Ireland, says the region near Sumatra actually may become more active. He's worried in particular about two faults, or giant cracks, in the earth. One is the Sunda Trench, an arm of the underwater fault that ruptured last December. The other is the Sumatra Fault, which runs down the length of Sumatra.
For the Sumatra Fault, we're thinking in terms of a magnitude 7 to 7.5 earthquake. For the Sunda Trench, we're thinking of earthquakes on the order of magnitude 8 or 8.5, because that's what we've seen there before. These are big earthquakes, and this is the type of scenario which is a clear possibility.
He doesn't know when a quake might hit, but these faults have ruptured before. In the 1800s, quakes along the Sunda Trench created large and deadly tsunamis. Another reason for concern is that the December quake flexed the Earth's crust for hundreds of miles. That put new stress on nearby faults and may have pushed them closer to failure. Think of a fault as two bricks, one on top of the other. Push the top one lightly and it won't move. Keep pushing, though, and eventually it will slide, abruptly. Ross Stein, a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey, says the December quake may have created enough stress to push the faults close to this slipping point.
We tend, in general, to see that earthquakes set each other up. And so it is a mistake to think in terms of, okay, now the hazard for the Indian Ocean has dropped.
In fact, McCloskey at the University of Ulster has calculated the increased stress from the December quake. He says it's already high enough to trigger an earthquake. He says it could happen near Sumatra in a matter of years, or even months. Writing in the journal Nature, McCloskey says the region needs a warning system right away.
This is not a time for disaster fatigue for those people who are planning to install the tsunami warning system in the Indian Ocean. We would like this to contribute to the sense of urgency.
Earthquake experts say they already have the ability to detect large earthquakes anywhere in the world. What's lacking, says Ross Stein of the Geological Survey, is a system that's fast enough and accurate enough to warn people in harm's way.
It's a matter of creating a system that can quickly measure the size of the earthquake, and then another system that can quickly assess whether or not a large tsunami has occurred, and then predicting when that tsunami would arrive in various places.
Nations hit by the tsunami, as well as Western governments and the United Nations, are currently discussing how to build a warning system. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.